Back, bad knees, need a hip replacement. Call the Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center, 918-494-9300. With a large number of only the best qualified specialists on staff, EOC is able to provide better care than anyone else in Eastern Oklahoma. I should know. I had my back surgery in 2012 with a degenerative disc between L4 and L5. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center took me through a step-by-step process in which now, after surgery, I am leading a normal life. Get back to your normal life. Whether you're in need of back surgery, hip replacement, knee surgery, or knee replacement, trust your happiness to Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. Ask your doctor about EOC or call for a consultation. 918-494-9300. Eastern Oklahoma Orthopedic Center. We're located in the Natalie Building at 6475 South Yale in Tulsa.
And a good Thursday morning to you, 8:34, and time now for Community Connection, brought to you by Oklahoma Eastern Orthopedic. We have the Boys and Girls Club with Sarah Johnson and Paige Early in this morning. Did I say that correctly?
Yes, you did.
Early. Well, welcome in, both of you. A lot of fun things going on with the Boys and Girls Club, but specifically, as we noted just before this, we have an event coming up you want to talk about. What's going on?
Yeah, so this Saturday, April 28th, we have our 8th annual Harley Party presented by Keller Williams and Pro Mortgage. I'm super excited, and then before that, we do a poker run every year, which Sarah can tell you a little bit more about.
Yes, Siemens is sponsoring this poker run. All proceeds benefit the Boys and Girls Club. Every year, we try to look at the route and make it really exciting and interesting throughout the countryside of northeastern Oklahoma and actually a little bit into Kansas this year, and the weather's looking amazing. And that starts, registration is at 11, and the poker run runs from 12, and then the last bike is then back at 7 at the Harley Party. Everybody who does the poker run is able to get into the Harley Party.
And so, what exactly is the poker run? People who don't know, people who haven't been around the area, maybe they just moved in within the last couple of months here in Bartlesville. What is the poker run?
Basically, you can be in any kind of vehicle. It doesn't have to be a motorcycle. You come in, you register, and you have 5 stops. And the 5 stops, you pick a chip, which will be tallied basically as your poker hand. And we actually give cash awards for the best poker hand, and you could have the worst poker hand and still win a cash prize.
And so lots of different ways to win. Of course, lots of different ways to participate in this, correct?
Yes.
And you said this earlier, I know, but I already forgot it. How can you register? How can you get involved with this?
You can register online today. Paige, do you know the website for
that? Yeah, so you can go to BeevilleHarleyParty.org and you can register for the poker run. We are officially sold out of our Harley Party tickets, so you can't buy that, but you can go on and buy a poker run ticket, which will get you into Harley Party, just not a chance to win the bike.
Okay.
Yes, and also the day of registration. If you're wanting to make sure for sure that the weather is going to be good, you can come that morning to Siemens and register.
Okay, so still lots of chances to register for this. Who kind of came up with the poker run idea?
Actually, I think it literally started out with Siemens. We actually did a run, like a motorcycle run, the very first year, and then we started talking about ways to make it a little bit more interesting. And historically, there's a lot of poker runs that involve motorcycles, and that works perfectly with the Harley Party. So it just sort of worked out that way.
So are you going to take credit for it then?
I'm not taking personal credit.
But you're the organizer this year, and of course a lot goes into it. What all goes into organizing this event?
We have a lot of great employees at Siemens that are willing to volunteer their time. We reach out to different stop locations. This year, our stops are actually starting out in Dewey at the Heritage Pub, and then we're going on to Sedan, Kansas, to Buck's Barbecue, and from there, Winona, Oklahoma, to the Office Bar, and from there, Crossroads and Skytook, and back to Bartlesville at the Elks Club, which has been a wonderful stop the last couple of years as well. And then from there, we try to get a design. The t-shirts each year are neat and cool and different. You get a t-shirt with your registration for the poker run. And they do. They invest time in registration and going to the Harley Party and counting everyone's scores. It's a lot, but they do it willingly, and we're happy with it.
So a lot of volunteers in this organization
to
go to this. You mentioned t-shirts as well. I think that's always fun. For whatever reason, people love to do stuff for free.
Yes.
T-shirt.
Yeah.
What do the t-shirts look like this year?
This year, actually, they have a motorcycle on them. They have the skyline of Bartlesville, and I think a poker hand behind it. It's pretty cool. The t-shirts are black, so they do look a little bit different from the Harley Party t-shirts that you can purchase at the event.
Yeah, you can purchase the Harley Party t-shirts at the event for $15, and They're electric blue this year, so they match our bike, and they're a little different than the past t-shirts. So.
Okay, well, very cool. So it's hard to describe t-shirts and what something looks like on the radio, I understand, but did a pretty good job of that. Boys and Girls Club, so this poker run, it is going to benefit, I suppose, the Boys and Girls Club. How and which ways is it going to benefit this?
Well, so Harley Party and Poker Run, it's our biggest fundraiser every year, and it provides most of our help for our summer programs, and without it, we would not be able to continue our summer programs and make it into the school year. So it's huge, and we're so appreciative of Siemens' support throughout it every single year. We couldn't do it without them.
And so it is springtime. Summer is, I guess, pretty quickly getting here. Gearing up for the summer programs, I assume?
Yes, we are. We're getting everything settled. We're doing registration right now for our kiddos, and then we'll be in that when they get back.
And so there's a lot of fundraisers going on around Bartlesville. This is a very generous town. There's a lot of fundraisers, a lot of different things going on to help fund different organizations and stuff. What kind of separates yours here than possibly anybody else? And that's kind of on the spot question there.
Yeah, I think it's different. I don't think Bartlesville has anything really like Harley Party.
Yeah, I think just the concept of doing a reverse drawing is always intriguing for people. It kind of takes the suspense and carries it on in the evenings, and so it's a lot of fun, and it's definitely unique. And you can win a motorcycle.
And it appeals to, everyone. There's not just, anyone can come. There's something for everyone at the fundraiser, which is unique, I think.
And so is it a fundraiser, I guess, for all ages, I assume, then? Obviously not, people can't.
No, it's 21
and
over, yes.
Good, well, we're glad to ask that, then. So 21 and up there, so people come out for the poker run. BartlesvilleHarleyParty.org, is that?
BeevilleHarleyParty.org, yep.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. So that is the website there. You mentioned the summer programs that are coming up for, obviously, this summer. People sometimes are looking at different organizations, say, okay, well, this is the money's going, this is where the fundraiser's going. What exactly are the summer programs that are being funded by this? Do we know yet?
I don't personally know. No. I think it's most likely just all over programs.
Okay. So just a whole
but
bunch of things.
Field trips everything
and a bunch
like
of stuff.
That, yeah.
Okay. We'll take a quick break, looking at our time here. We'll come back with more from Boys and Girls Club. Sarah Johnson Page Early, poker run organizer and the marketing development coordinator, Boys and Girls Club. More in a moment.
Smoother, faster, easier to use. That's what you expect from any update on an app for your phone. And we've delivered. Head to the Google Play Store or Apple Store to get the latest version of the KWON Radio smartphone app. News, weather, sports, and community events from KWON have never been easier to access. There's even a button now for you to sound off and tell us what you think. It's free thanks to our best bank and Oklahoma Wesleyan University, and available at the Google Play Store and Apple Store from KWON Radio.
Here's a unique idea to attract customers to your business. Schedule consumer calls on the road to come to your business. Call your sales representative at 336-1001 and we'll come to you with consumer calls on the road. We'll broadcast a live remote at your business and watch the results as the traffic flows in. Don't have a sales representative? No problem. Just give us a call at 336-1001 and we'll gladly set you up with one of our finest and get you connected fast. Host one of the most listened to programs from 9:10 until noon on Saturday and have your business buzzing in no time. We'd love to make your business our next stop, so give us a call. Consumer Calls on the Road is a superb way to bring in customers to your business.
And we're back for a community connection on this Thursday morning. 49 degrees outside here on K1. We're joined by the Boys and Girls Club. Sarah Johnson, Paige Early. We're talking about the poker run that's coming up. A lot of fun things going with it. Again, it's a really, really unique idea. And Paige mentioned this is your first one. Are you looking forward to it?
Yes, I am. It seems like a great fundraiser, and there's a lot happening, and anything to support the Boys and Girls Club is great, so I'm excited.
And for those who don't know Boys and Girls Club, as an overall general summary, what is the Boys and Girls Club? What do they do?
So we're a youth development service. We serve 6 through 18 year olds, and we're a place for them to come after school in the summer to have a second home, to find programs for them that really cater to what they love and what they enjoy doing.
Okay, we kind of mentioned kind of just offhandedly during the break that this fundraiser just benefits just anything and everything it can. There's not one specific destination for this fundraiser, but this fundraiser kind of just benefits every part of the Boys and Girls Club. Mm-hmm. How important is the Boys and Girls Club to just, not just to the community of Bartlesville, mm-hmm. but just to any community for that matter?
I think it's definitely really important, especially with Bartlesville. You have a community that's so giving. It's awesome to see everyone give to the Boys and Girls Club and to see how important that is for all the kids to have a place to go, to learn, to make friends, to discover their talents.
And so you say discover talents, you say there's different places for them to learn. What kind of things are they able to learn? Is this just strictly like school textbook like things, or is this kind of anything and everything?
It's anything and everything. We have a program called Power Readers where they go in and they read every day and grow that skill. And then we also have a recording music studio that we're trying to get up. And if they're passionate about music, they can go in there and just learn and grow in that interest. And then we have a baseball field, a youth development field, where they can go and they can learn sports if that's really what they're passionate about. It's really anything and everything.
Anything and everything. So from things that are physical activities to maybe science, technology mm-hmm. activities to artistic activities.
Yes. Yeah.
I think that's super important, especially in just today's time. Things get focused on maybe one or two things,
yes.
but this is a good opportunity for them. And you mentioned they're all the way up until 18?
18, till they graduate high school.
Till they graduate high school. Mm-hmm. And so how many youth are you catering right now?
Right now it's over 200. I know for the whole year it'll be over 1,000. But with the new building, our numbers have definitely increased, which is what we want. So.
And talk about the new building a little bit. Is it nice?
Yes, it's wonderful. And we couldn't have done it without the community support. And club kids are just overjoyed with it. They love it. And it's great for the community.
And so I believe this will be the first official summer with the building open. Is that correct?
Yes.
The first official summer. Do you have a projection? Obviously, summer's mm-hmm. a little bit busier of a time mm-hmm. for you. Maybe not projection, but it's going to be significantly busier because of the new building and because of the summer?
Yes. We're currently doing sign-ups for summer, and I don't have an exact number right now, but it'll definitely
sure.
be larger than last.
And so the Poker Run coming up to help fund just everything, but specifically this summer that is upcoming. And of course, Boys and Girls Club, what a great organization that we have just here in the community. As we look towards it, people are wanting to sign up for it. They're wanting to help. Is there a way that they can donate if they can't necessarily come out to mm-hmm. The Poker Run?
Yeah, you can always donate on our website, Boys and Girls Club Beeville.org, and then you can always come in, send a check to Boys and Girls Club.
Anytime, money is if you're feeling the need to. That's so very cool. So one more time, we'll just run through it. The Poker Run, how can they get involved with this? How can they sign up for this?
Yes, they can go online today. Today's the last day for online registration to the website that Paige was speaking of. Or they can come to Siemens here in Bartlesville Saturday morning. Starting at 11 is registration, and they can fill out their paperwork, get their T-shirt, and be on their way for a really awesome day, seeing Bartlesville, seeing other areas, and then come back and have a great party that night in the Harley party. See who wins the bike.
Is there an official start time for the run? Or is it just kind of...
It starts officially at 12 o'clock.
Okay, so mm-hmm. starts officially at 12 o'clock. So registration starts at 11, mm-hmm. obviously, if you're trying to sign up the day of, get there before.
Yes, and registration will actually stay open this year until 2, so if you have to do something in the morning, you can still come out and do the run and be back in time for the actual Harley party as well.
Yep.
That's super exciting. People are always busy all the time, so it's still a chance. So don't hesitate if you think there's any way you can make it. This is the best way to do it.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
A lot of fun things going on. Boys and Girls Club, Sarah Johnson with the Poker Run organizer, mm-hmm. and Paige Early from the Marketing and Development Coordinator. Boys and Girls Club, one more time, the website. It's BeevilleHarleyParty.org?
Yes.
Okay, I wrote it down this way. BeevilleHarleyParty.org. Check them out. Of course, great organization, Boys and Girls Club. We appreciate you both being in here this morning.
Thank you so much.
Bartlesville Amateur Radio Club meets every Wednesday night, 8 o'clock on the Club Repeater, 146.655 PL Tone of